Good evening, this is Awani Daily Dose at 5, bringing the latest headlines for Friday, September 4th. The top stories for today. The prosecution team in the One Malaysia Development Berhad 1MDB case has today withdrawn criminal charges against three Goldman Sachs units accused of misleading investors amounting to 27.2 billion ringgit in bond sales they helped organise for a state fund. High Court Judge Muhammad Zaini Mazlan allowed the application for the charges to be withdrawn after Deputy Public Prosecutor Datuk Masri Muhammad Daud told the court that the prosecution did not wish to continue with the case. The Human Rights Commission of Malaysia, SUHAKAM, is prepared to receive public complaints on rights violations that may arise throughout the two-week Sabah election, which kick-starts with nomination day on September 12. Its chairman, Tan Sri Othman Hashim, said SUHAKAM will send a team to the state to monitor the election process up to polling day, which falls on September 26. Malaysia remains one of the top five non-European EU countries sending students to the United Kingdom, UK, and this is a testament of the strong education link, which is a key pillar in the long-standing relationship between both countries. According to British High Commissioner to Malaysia, Charles Hay, some 19,000 Malaysians pursued their higher studies in the UK last year, adding that the number will probably be lower this year due to COVID-19. Hay also hoped to see the active involvement of Malaysian Chevening scholars in the Chevening Alumni Malaysia Committee's activities to ensure the continuity of the alumni's strong and dynamic network across Malaysia, who is the second largest recipient of Chevening Awards in ASEAN. Japan's Yoshihide Suga tops as the most preferred candidate among the public to become the next Prime Minister. The Chief Cabinet Secretary emerged as the front-runner to replace Prime Minister Abe Shinzo this week after securing the backing of several of his party's key factions. A drone dropped packets of what looked like cannabis over a main square in Tel Aviv after activists seeking to legalize the drug in Israel promised free weed from the air on social media. Police said they arrested two men who operated the quadcopter that flew over Rabin Square, a site often used for street protests and political rallies. Currently, medical use of cannabis is permitted in Israel, while recreational use is illegal, but largely decriminalized. The Batman shoot has been suspended after a production member tests positive for coronavirus. Hollywood has been slowly and cautiously getting back to work around the world in the COVID era. The Batman was originally supposed to hit theatres in June 2021, but was pushed back to October because of the delays. That's all on Awani Daily Dose for today. Visit astroawani.com for more on these stories.